So what did you think when the lights went out? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was very strange. The game was looking like a Ravens blowout, and our group was kind of bored. And then someone said, "Hey, are you watching this? The Superdome is dark, and players are just wandering around." Suddenly, the year's biggest sports event was like watching C-SPAN waiting for a confirmation hearing to start. And I have to admit, my first thought was what Defense Secretary Panetta warned about last October when he said that foreign computer hackers could take down the power grid.
An attack that would paralyze and shock the nation and create a new profound sense of vulnerability.
We did briefly flip to the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet, but how long can you watch a bunch of puppies fighting over a chew toy? Then somebody said, "Let's check Twitter." The media vacuum was so intense that a bored nation was forced to turn to tweets for entertainment, and the marketers picked up on it instantly. PBS tweeted that Downton Abbey would start in 6 minutes. Major League Baseball tweeted that pitchers and catchers report in 8 days. Walgreens tweeted that they sell light bulbs. Oreo cookies tweeted, "You can still dunk in the dark." The local disaster agency tweeted, "The power would be coming back on in 15 minutes. We ask you to stay calm." They always say 15 minutes, just like the airlines, and it never is. Ariana Huffington tweeted, "Turning the power off, classic little brother move." Columnist David Korn tweeted, "Finally, America cares about the infrastructure in New Orleans." And Steve Martin tweeted, "The Chinese again." My thoughts exactly. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.